but I passed the breath test. This is McDaniel Reynolds with the Reynolds Defense Firm, and we specialize in one thing. We represent good people facing DUI charges. While you know that it's illegal to drive with a .08 or greater blood alcohol content, not everyone knows that you could be arrested in Oregon for an alcohol DUI even if you blow well under a .08. This is a pretty loose standard, and it's a way that many of the good people we represent find themselves needing our help when they thought they were doing everything right. The Reynolds Defense Firm. We're solid, we're here if you need us, and we are very good at what we do.
You've got the home of the truth. Back to the bald-faced truth with John Canzano on 750 The Game.
Well, Sacramento State's got some dudes. Watch that Sac State-Portland State game. Sacramento State has some guys. Bruce Barnum, Portland State football coach, has joined us every week throughout this season. He joins us now. They had some dudes.
Yeah, they did. They wore us out. You know, I thought at times, John, we played well for about 44, 45 plays. Special teams, I thought, played well all the way through, and we made some mistakes offensively. And they wore us out defensively, and we lost the game. So, you know what, though? Guys are still, I don't know how they do it. My coaches do it. They're fighting their ass off and bringing it every Saturday. So we got another one this week.
21-14 at halftime. You had to be feeling okay there, but it felt tenuous because you could see their guys, and it was just like waves of guys. And, you know, look, for the FCS division, Sacramento State looked to me like they're spending some money on that NIL area.
A lot of money. Quite a bit. They're spending FBS collective. You know, I know some people. I know a lot of people there, and the money, the numbers, they say are real. It sounds like. Actually, I went up to their coach and asked him. I said, "What are you doing?" I've read the internet. Is it secret? Where are you going to be? You know, as far as conference. He thought there'd be a decision in a couple weeks. So that'll be interesting to see where they end up. At the FBS level, I mean.
Yeah. What do you need to spend? You're going to say as much as I can get, but if I gave you a budget for your NIL collective, for you to be able to compete with Sac State, Montana schools, UC Davis, North Dakota's, you know, at the top of your division, what do you think you need to spend?
Well, the numbers, I see more as players. I'm not sure what it would cost. I would need on offense, honestly, if you could get a quarterback, obviously. If you could get maybe a couple edge O-linemen, and then one or two stars at receiver, at the skill positions, you know what I mean? Defensively, some D-linemen, I would say, possibly corners, but for sure a safety and a quarterback, I would think would be where you need the money. How much to bid? I don't know, because I heard a tight end went to Wake Forest. He's a backup at $250,000. Yeah. I don't. I'd have to see what the real numbers were.
I know the Oregon State, here's a guy who played in your conference. Jabari Johnson goes to Oregon State. He's not getting that much. He's getting $50,000 this season to play at Oregon State. But, you know, he was a backup quarterback. Now he's been thrown in there. Malik Murphy's getting $1.5 million as the starter, but is benched now. Guy making $50,000 is starting over the guy making $1.5 million. I have to think that a QB at your division might get $250,000, might get... I don't know. I don't think a half a million is going to, be at your division, but I have to think that, the players want something in order to pick your school over those other schools.
Exactly. We have baby steps first, probably back up a little bit. Let's get my scholarships equal. That'll help some.
Okay. Help me with that. What?
Sure.
You say scholarships being equal.
My scholarships are about half what everybody else gets in our conference per month. Off campus, living off campus, scholarship money. In my, I don't mind saying it now because all of my competitors know it. They used it against me.
Yeah.
But, you know.
Okay, so
cost
when
of living, cost of attendance.
All right.
Just so the cost of attendance, we got a shot, John.
So if I'm a player in Sacramento State or Montana, is Montana State is recruiting me, and they're saying we'll give you a scholarship, and Portland State says we'll give you a scholarship, are you telling me those numbers are not equal?
Oh, not at all, John. I'm half what they are. Tuition, fees, books, paid for, all ends. Your monthly food stipend, $800 compared to 16 or more. Mm. That's my issue. That's my probably my biggest issue. To hell with the stadium, to hell with everything else. I'm losing kids because that's our biggest, that's the main reason we lose recruits, John. Not the NIL or any of that.
Bruce Barnum with us, Portland State football coach. All right, so do you have any control over that? Can you go after a player and go, hey, I'm going to give you a full cost of living? You know, could you use up more than one scholarship on one player, or are you limited in what you can do in that way?
Yes, I can. I can give you cost of living, and but it just it takes out of my bucket. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So I'll lose another one. I'll lose one of those 800 ones. But yes, I could go half scholarship. So 30, I give out 35 full cost of living, you know. And those are the things we talk about every day, you know. As a staff, I mean.
Would that cause a problem on your roster if guys found out that another guy was getting more?
That's why I haven't done, that's why I don't do it. I don't deal with them. That's why. I think BYU did it the right way. When they ended up with their collective, you've spoke of this on your show, they spread it out to everybody, you know.
Yeah.
Yes, some make more, but everybody in that program makes money. If I'm going to give, you know, you this much and him nothing or half, I mean, where's that put your locker room? You know what I mean?
Bruce Barnum is with us, Portland State football coach. You're going to play at Providence Park on Saturday.
Yeah, that's big time.
That is big time. You want to get back home. You want to get in front of your fans. You're playing a really good opponent there. What would it mean for you for people to get a ticket and come see your team play?
Other world. You know, first of all, I think my team's going to be odd walking in there. I'm not even going to practice there Friday, John. I want them to see it. I think we're better on the road anyway. I've told you that. But it's a venue that rivals any of my conference. Mouse Davis is being honored. I think everybody knows his name, involved with the game, sport of football in Portland State. I think that's big time. A local, in my mind, sports celebrity is coming back to be honored. So there's some reasons to show up. I think you and I talked last week. Everybody's out of town. The Oregon's in Oregon State. One plays earlier, one's not. But why not, you know? Come down, for your sake. But the Vikes are coming back. Yes, versus a formidable opponent. But it's College Football Saturday. Let's see what happens.
College Football Saturday coming up. The Ducks will play a Friday night game. Oregon State on the road away from home. Kind of an interesting opportunity. You know, I know the kids of Camp Exceptional are going to show up. Their families are all getting their tickets and excited about going to the game, Coach. But what do you see on film when you look at Montana State?
They have a couple guys on offense that are very dynamic, or them. And they have two skill kids. They have a quarterback, a yacht, a kid out of Hawaii who's he gets better every week. He's fun to watch. Defensively, they actually have, you know, you want to see where the Vikes are again. They have one of our linebackers starting at Mike linebacker, so we'll see him again. But their defense is kind of a organized chaos. They do a pretty good job with it. They have a couple transfer corners, one I really like from Illinois, number 8. So good. They're skilled. Their schemes are good. They've got some coaches that Kent Bears of the world. You probably know that name. He's back again. Eric Price, some NFL guys that are helping out over there as analysts, helping Coach Houck and the crew. So it's a fun opponent. They're a good football. They're 10-0. They're 10-0 and ranked number 2 in the country, so you know they're good, you know. But let's see. I told my team we need to put together 60 minutes. We found some more guys that threw in. Lost a hell of a freshman receiver to a broken leg last week, so we're going to throw somebody else in for him and throw the footballs out and see what happens, my friend.
Well, I think it'll be fun to see you guys do that, fun to see you guys play. We will talk to you, of course, next week about whatever's coming next, but for people who want to get out and see Portland State play on Saturday, they'll be at Providence Park. It is the return to home. You sound like you're under the weather. Between the two of us, you know, I'm getting my voice back, but is yours just, it's that time of year?
Well, you know, we lost a football game, right, to a pretty damn good, we hung in there, we talked about that. Guys in the office sick, and they come in, they need to talk to me, so they shut my door in this little cubicle, and they sneeze and stuff on me. That was last week. And then, this is brutal one, you know, to hell with the game and my, you know, cough due to cold. We had two labs. We lost a freaking lab Sunday. Out of nowhere. A shocker. So, it's come in kind of a bitch of a week. But, you know, I'm glad you had the Vikes on. But, you know, that's the week. And that's why we keep chopping wood and get after it. But losing one of our mutts, losing the mighty rookie was kind of a bitch. But
What happened to the dog?
You know, ate, you know, he's a clown, so he ate a bunch of food. I don't know all of it because, I mean, he ate a bunch of food. Snuck in there, you know. He does it all. He did it all the time. Snuck in there, mowed down, you know. Then he drank a bunch of water. Backyard, some with his stomach, vet. Within an hour, I couldn't even go see him. They FaceTimed me. To holler at him one more time, but, you know, he was gone in an hour. Some of his stomach either flipped, I don't know. I can't tell you but that's the story behind it. But
anyway,
we have two, you know. We have two, and I mean, run through my legs. You know, he was a loyal guy. The other one, Tucker, I don't think he knows I live there. Anyway, that was kind of brutal.
I'm sorry that happened.
Nah, that's ready to go.
Bruce Barnum, I appreciate you joining us.
All right, love you. I'll talk to you. Goodbye.
There he goes. Bruce Barnum, Portland State football coach. They got a game at Providence Park on Saturday. It's college football. It's Montana State coming to town. Find it interesting as he talks about the scholarships there. I did not heard that. I did not know that the scholarships were not created equal. That is a concern. Matt Billings, the Portland State Athletic Director, is going to possibly maybe make an appearance on the show later this week. We will see. Steven, I got a story to share. I had an encounter with a deer yesterday. Bizarre. I'll tell you about it coming up.